We need some new intros, goddammit.
Yeah, I know, right? Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is episode 138. This is Ricky. And that is Herb enjoying his zebra cakes.
This is like my favorite pastry thing ever.
Is it better than a Heath bar? Too soon.
Hell yeah. That's not even a pastry. And I used to take zebra cakes from school like all the time. So this is
good. Used to steal them.
This is Herb, and Foul Monkeys. What's going on?
Oh, so yes, we haven't recorded in a week because I can never seem to get people to want to record with me. Guess I'll be looking for some new co-host soon or something. What do you have to say for yourself, Herb?
I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
Yo.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we
so
just
I guess
went
the
shopping.
Super Bowl's going on right now.
Yeah,
still?
What? Where?
Is the Super Bowl still going on?
I don't know.
Whatever.
Funny thing, Super Bowl is actually going on about 15 minutes from my house in Glendale, Arizona, my mom's house. They built this huge like stadium dome thing, and they've been building it for like since I moved to Arizona, like, you know, forever ago. So I guess 5 years, 6 years, and they finally finished it, and then the Super Bowl's there for absolutely no reason, which to me is like retarded. I think the Super Bowl should be in at least one of the cities of the game of the teams that's playing. Because it's
That's like one of those things where they don't do it because it's like superstitious or something.
Well, I think it's because there'll be too many people there for the home team, and they'll, you know, boo away the away.
Yeah, that is true. I guess so.
But I don't think the Arizona Cardinals have ever made it to the Super Bowl. Actually, they're not very good.
I didn't even know there was such a team. So
there's a team for every major city in every state.
No, not every state. Oklahoma. What is that one?
Isn't that the Raiders? Oh, no, that's Kelly. Or is that Oakland?
What about South Dakota?
I don't remember. No, they all every state has a football team.
I don't think so.
Yes, they do.
West Virginia doesn't have a team.
What's the major? What's a major city? In
don't you
West Virginia?
Feel stupid?
What's a major city in Virginia?
Charleston.
Yes, they
you
do.
Feel stupid.
It's like the Charleston
you?
Something.
You feel stupid,
no,
don't you?
No, I'm being very serious.
Not every state has a football team in it.
Yes, they do.
Mm-mm. What about Oregon?
Maybe not Hawaii.
What about Oregon?
Yeah, it's like the
New
Portland.
Mexico.
No, it goes by the city. It's like the Portland something. I don't even remember the fucking.
Listeners, call in and tell us because we don't know. We're gay.
I don't even remember the capital of New Mexico. Albuquerque?
Yeah.
Right. No, but every state somewhere has a major sports team.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant football.
Well, I mean, I mean, you've never heard of the Arizona Diamondbacks?
I've heard of the Diamondbacks, but
or
not
the
Cardinals.
Coyotes or the Cardinals.
No, not the Coyotes.
That's a hockey. But
I've heard of Coyotes in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when we were up on that mountain and we
it's
ran into
one? It's
funny
because I've never seen a Cardinal in Arizona. Maybe like once.
Oh, like the bird?
Yeah, yeah, like the red bird.
That's
actually my favorite bird, too.
Really? That's the Virginia State bird.
Well, the Cardinal and the Blue Jay, because they're the only two
Blue
animals.
Jays are mean animals.
Because to me, it's like they're the only two living things that are, you know, Crayola colors. Like there's, you know, cats and dogs are never like
what
red
about the peacock?
And blue and green and pink. Yeah, but it's multicolored. That's different. Have you ever seen a red bird except for a cardinal? You know what I mean? It's like it's red like that cup over there. It's like red, red. Or like the like
I
this life
guess.
Water.
Life water.
And Blue Jays are blue like the TV.
So we're drinking Sobe life water. It's pomegranate.
Oh, it's Sobe?
Yeah. Granite cherry.
It's all right. Vitamin
and
water
it's okay.
is crap anyway.
It's made of herbal content. Vitamins and herbs.
How fucking vague.
Oh,
is that
so we were at Walmart. Don't touch your microphone.
No.
So we were at Walmart and we're walking down this aisle and this big old girl with a big old pocketbook came up to Herb and was like, is your name Joseph?
Is your name Joseph?
But it was like, a guy and he totally hit on Herb.
I was like, no.
And then Herb's face was all red and blushing. He was like, I'm not blushing. I was like, yes, you are.
See, I can't tell when I'm blushing. It doesn't, like, you know how, like, you feel like your face is flushed, like it's red, like it gets hot?
Yeah.
That doesn't happen to me, ever. So I don't know why I blush.
Well, he was all blushing. That boy wanted you. Would you do him if he wasn't so gay looking?
Well, then he'd be a totally different person. He wouldn't have said it like that.
No, but would you think he was hot or something?
No.
No, that wouldn't have changed your mind.
And even if he didn't talk, I would know he was gay as fuck because he has one of those handbags and it looks terrible.
I have bags, but I don't carry them around with me everywhere I go.
Yeah, yeah. You carry it for school because, like, you know there's like school stuff in it and not, you know. Yeah, but he has diabetes.
My compact.
He has a MERS. I don't know. I hate to associate like articles, like material items with orientations.
Are
but
you generalizing
seriously,
again?
No, but seriously, side bags are gay. If you have one, you're gay or you're a woman. That's it. That's it.
What about Drew, though?
He is dual citizenship. He could be gay.
So do you want to talk about your life?
No, if he was drunk, you could totally give him a blowjob.
I could.
And he'd be like, yeah, bro, cool. Except he would never say bro because he's not that straight.
Yeah. So do you want to tell everybody about your live journal generalization?
Which one? Oh. On Live Journal, and everybody, it was the funniest thing ever, and all
ever.
Of you guys who said
ever,
anything,
ever,
you're fags,
ever, ever.
And we know it, and
ever,
it's okay,
ever.
It's okay, it's totally
you're
fine,
over
that's not
talking
the point.
Me.
I know, just listen to me, though, that's not the point, it's fine to be gay, but it's funny as hell when you're a stereotype of your own orientation, and then you try to be, like, really cool and try not to be, and it's like, dude, you are, so don't worry about it.
Example.
Don't try.
In hand.
Example. Like 7 out of 10 gay guys, I swear to God, this is a fucking statistic somewhere. Gay guys or women drive Saturns and Volkswagens. If you have a Volkswagen or a Saturn, more than likely you're a gay man. Pretty much. I don't know anybody with a Saturn unless they're gay. I don't know anybody with a Volkswagen except for Brett. He's the only person I've ever known who's had a Volkswagen that wasn't gay. It's like, dude. And yeah, so the second I posted that on LiveJournal, immediately I got a bunch of comments and they were like, hey, fuck you, man. I only got it because it was cute looking. I was like, aha, fag. Exactly. 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 It's like, don't try to, like, defend. I'm not saying that it's bad. I'm just saying you're fag because you drive a Volkswagen. any car that has, like, iPod connectivity and it's licensed with iPod is gay. Any car that its standard options are the same options in, like, a fucking Jaguar or, like, a Mercedes-Benz, but it's a car for quote-unquote everyone, is gay. That's what Volkswagens are. Like, this one guy was like, oh, well, I only got it because it was the cheapest with the options it has. I was like, Volkswagen cheap? Options like what? Like rocket propulsion? What the hell?
Ooh,
no way.
Bug in here.
Volkswagens are never cheap. That doesn't happen. I want to know the price of that guy's car, too. I need to find that out.
What guy's car?
That Mindcrime guy. The guy who does Cubby Talk.
Oh, okay. The blonde one?
Well, the ball-headed guy.
Oh, I thought he was blonde.
Well, both.
So, we, I guess this is just going to be a 30-minute show since it's both of us. We'll make it a light edition.
But anyway, fags, we love you because we're the same. We just don't drive Volkswagens or Saturns.
So,
I don't think do our cars match us? I don't know. Ricky has a Mercury
I have a poor
Tracer.
Car.
No, he has a Mercury Tracer, but yeah, how much did you pay for that thing? It was like real cheap, right?
$300 or something.
Yeah, so who cares? And look, it's a 95, and that thing is running like it's brand new. I think it does. I think it runs really well.
It's still a pretty good car. It hasn't had any major problems. Well, I had to have the radiator hose replaced a couple weeks
ago.
Right,
but I mean, that's like a 12-year-old car.
And
a 13-year-old car.
And an alternator I had to replace.
Right. And then I have an Impala, which I think matches me, but I don't know, like...
Because you're sleek and fast.
No, I don't think, like, I remember when I got one, everybody was like my friends in Arizona were like, yeah, you know, that's totally like your car. Like, it matches. But before I got it, nobody could really tell me. I couldn't even tell myself, like, what kind of car I would kind of match. But,
I wouldn't match a dump truck.
Dumps like a truck.
Truck. Guys, like, what?
Oh,
baby, butt. all night long.
I love Zebra Cake so much. I can't stop. Listen to this goodness.
Okay, so we had a, we've had a lot
feedback
of feedback from the last show. It was crazy.
Isn't feedback like that Janet Jackson song?
Yeah,
the new one.
Which
the
I really
one,
have
the one with like the worst
can,
video ever.
Can we not talk in, or eat into the microphone, please? Mm-hmm. That's annoying.
No,
to the listeners,
yeah,
and me. So we've had a lot of feedback from the last show. I guess the first thing we'll start out is my idea that I have. And what do you think? You want to introduce my idea?
Mm-mm, you do it.
You do it.
I don't remember.
Yes, you do.
All right. Any motherfucker who leaves us a review on iTunes, which is very easy because, you know, Apple is all about the easy stuff,
mm-hmm,
as they advertise. We will make and write a poem about you and say it over the air. It will be that cool. Like, we will dedicate a freaking 10-second block to you. I'm just joking. You know, a minute of talking. And we will mention your name and be like, dude, you're awesome. Thank you. XXX Jetta Volkswagens.
So we're not like Robert Frost or Emily Dickinson or anything like that.
You know, honestly, I never thought Robert Frost was that good. I really don't.
He is good. I like his stuff.
I don't know. It was all right.
But so Paul in London, he wrote us on the website. He said, go look at the UK iTunes reviews page in a while, and I think you may be pleased.
Wait, so they have their own page for
yeah.
the
okay. Yeah.
Do they have one for every country?
Yeah, well, almost every country.
Not the black ones.
So he said, I've buckled under the pressure and Herb's threat to break both my legs if I didn't, and I have gone and set up an iTunes account so that I could leave you a review, which I've just done.
Did I say that?
Yeah, you were like breaking people's legs and shit.
I didn't say that.
Yeah.
I never say that.
That means you need to go back and listen to our shows that you're on.
I probably said broke his vagina. Mm. I don't know.
So anyway, Paul, I wrote these because Herb didn't know about the idea until I came home with it.
Right.
So, Paul, this is your poem. Paul in London. He is from across the pond. He left us a review. 5 stars, it's true. We imagine him to be sweet and hopefully has big feet. So to prove the saying true, Paul, please send us a pic or two. Oh, fuck it. Let's get straight to the point. No TikTok. Paul, just tell us if you have a huge cock.
Like that.
So that's Paul in London's poem. Thank you very much. And we will be taking those pictures, or you can call and tell us that you have a big cock. So,
you know what? I bet you it's uncut, and I bet you it's shaped a little weird. I see that a lot in European guys, especially from England. It's just weird. Like, I think it's because primarily people are not circumcised there. So the penis tends to grow in kind of a weird way. I'm not saying weird bad. I'm just saying weird interesting. Usually when you see American guys in American porn, it's like, it's either, you know, well, of course it's always big and way over exaggerated, but it's always like, you know, very straightforward, very like, okay, that's a penis. But when you look at European ones, like in bigger city, it's like, yeah, that guy's French for sure. French or retarded.
Is he French? He has crinkle cut.
It's shaped like a leaning tower.
Okay, so we had another person leave us a review also, which rocks. And this is Taffy Carlisle Huffington from The Pod is my co-pilot.
The
podcast.
Woman.
Yeah, the girl. You know, because they're like fighting to get reviews and everything. We got one from them. How generous.
Got one.
Now, Rodan, it's your turn. What the hell's up with that fucker?
That is a crazy name.
I love Rodan. I think it's a cute name. And he has a very, very sexy voice.
Lieutenant Diane.
So anyway, this one goes to you, Taffy. Taffy Carlisle Huffington. She lives on the coast. She left us a review, so now we must boast. She is so sweet, but honestly, Taffy, can we suck on your sweet teats?
Oh my goodness.
And while we're at it, we heard your husband's cute. Can Herb and I lick his boots? So that one goes out to Taffy. Yes, they're not great, but I think they're funny.
Yeah, they're cool.
And you should go check out Pod is my co-pilot. They're a cool podcast, and they're currently like on the second page of iTunes or something.
I don't know where they got that name from.
They have a story about it. If you go listen to their podcast, then you would know. Thanks.
Yeah, it takes too long.
Yeah, okay. So.
We should play the clip of them listening to our show.
Oh, I'm going to. Oh should we do that now? You want to do that now?
The part where they find the tattoo?
Yeah, you want to do that now?
Yeah, yeah, do it right now.
Okay, so while we're talking about Pod is My Co-Pilot, this is part of their show that I hijacked and thought I'd play on this show.
Yeah, this is funny.
But this is them talking in reference to the tattoo of, or the guy that had the tattoo on his asshole. So here we go.
In honor of Tim, we might have to do nothing says Thanksgiving like bukkake.
Or you could just say, high on the hill was a lonely goat CEO.
Oh, my God.
Have you seen the picture on the Foul Monkeys blog with the tattoo?
Which one?
You'd know it if you saw it.
No, I don't think I saw that one.
Okay, you know how we used to talk about at the Pleasure Palace, the women that clean up the rooms after the people get done
having
sex in it?
Yeah.
I complain far too much about my job regarding this tattoo artist. Because it is disgusting. Go to, Foul Monkeys. You go to foulmonkeys.com.
Go then, rem a goat?
Huh?
Go rem a goat?
Okay. I think that's the name of the episode. That's not what I'm talking about.
I can't find a picture.
Okay, wait.
Okay.
Stop.
If you go to foulmonkeys.com and then go to their blog, we're up where it says, under all the pictures where it says, check out the Foul Monkeys blog.
Yeah.
Just scroll down. You'll see it eventually.
They're giving directions.
Monkey?
No.
I'm down as far as I can go. Do I have to go to older posts?
Masters of the Universe.
I'm sure our listeners think this is fascinating.
I will edit this down.
All right, hold on. I'm looking.
Wait. Oh.
Oh, my God.
What the hell? Which one is this? It's not the one with the monkey?
No, go to older posts.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh no is right.
Oh,
that is just, I don't even know what word I would Do you know what though? John Goodman.
John Goodman.
Oh God.
Yeah, I think
this is like the asshole edition of this show.
So yeah, that was them talking about our blog post on the website.
It's really funny. If you have not seen it, do not do this. Okay, this is for all you people out there, and we said this before, but if don't go on LiveJournal at work, don't go on the internet at work. Check your mail, check your bank, check your Flickr, whatever it is. Make sure your responsibility as an internet user is not to look at nasty shit that could pop up at any time when you're on the internet. Do not blame us. Do not blame anybody
else. I live at home with my parents.
Right.
You're going to get me in trouble.
Exactly.
I'm going to get spanked. I'm 27.
Daddy. Go to foulmonkeys.com, and on the top right, you can click on the blog. We posted a bunch of stuff since that thing that they're talking about, but if you go down to the bottom of the page and go to older posts, you can look back, and a guy has a very interesting tattoo, and actually Big Fun Drew, who called in last time, he actually told me about this guy, and he was just like, come on, man, this guy's just asking for attention for something, and I was like, oh my God, I have to put this on Foul Monkeys. So it's really gross. Go look. And anyway, that was Pod as My Co-Pilot. Go check him out. Taylor is a really cool guy, and
we're gonna do a show again one day, so maybe I don't fuck it up.
Yeah, that would be great, because the one we did was awesome. But
yeah, it was funny as hell.
Yeah.
So we have a few phone calls. Do you want to go through them?
Sure.
Love is the drug. I keep listening to that whole album.
Yep, it's awesome.
So, we did reviews. I'm looking at the board because I wrote some stuff up there. Okay. So here we go. Here's a few phone calls. This is Archer.
Hey, Ricky and Herb. This is Archer from Archer Radio. I'm just calling to say hello and tell all my favorite podcasters, how much I enjoy their shows. I'm recording this for my show, and I just wanted to call and say hello, and I hope all is well. You don't have to play this on the show. I'm just being silly. Bye.
Was drunk.
I think he was drinking on that episode.
Yeah.
But he actually did a whole show of calling all the podcasts and just leaving messages on their voicemails. I think that's cool.
Okay, I have to read this really quick. Okay, Twitter. I'm on Twitter.com. If you don't know what Twitter is, go to Twitter.com. Ricky uses it all the time.
Yes, I'm foul monkeys.
I don't really get it, but okay. Just this part right here makes me not want to join. With Twitter, you can stay hyper-connected to your friends and always know what they're doing, or you can stop following them at any time. You can even set quiet times on Twitter so you're not interrupted. Twitter puts you in control, in bold letters, and becomes a modern antidote to information overload. It's like, wait a minute, no it doesn't. Because when you sign up, you get fucking 50,000 text messages a night.
Whatever.
And we're laying in bed, and we're trying to have sex, and he's like...
It's on, and it's on quiet.
No, and his thing is like...
Okay, you know who you can blame.
And it's vibrating the bed and shit.
At 10:30 at night on Sundays, it's always the same people.
Ramble Redhead.
Ramble Redhead's one of them. Nessa from We're Mean Because You're Stupid. Let's see. Fairy Princess Holly from the same show. And Walt sometimes on from the same show. QCast Connection, Michael.
Connecticut.
They're always on there like at that night. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to die.
Okay.
But now I have a phone that I can have an alarm on without having to have the volume up.
Dude, Time Magazine says Twitter is on its way to becoming the next killer app.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, more phone calls. Here we go.
It's only awesome if you have friends that are on it,
okay.
Right?
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Next phone call.
Hey, Ricky, it's Bjorn in Dallas. Just telling you to keep up the good work and talk to you later.
So Bjorn's from Texas, and he doesn't sound like he's from Texas.
Dude, Bjorn is an interesting guy.
He's cute too.
Sure. No, he's all right. yeah, whenever I BS about video games on here, he'll like IM me and we'll talk about it for 3 hours. It's pretty awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Real awesome. Oh, yeah, to plug another podcast, Big Fatty has his own podcast now, and you can find it at bigfattyonline.com.
Did he lose Little Fatty?
Yeah, Larry's no longer doing it anymore.
Did he sit on him or something?
I don't know. Larry didn't want to do the show anymore, I guess. But all right, next call. Here we go.
Hey, everybody, it's Lala, and I'm listening to episode 111. That's right, I'm going to call and comment on every episode, even though I'm completely way far behind, and you're going to play them later, and it's going to be outdated and fun. So, too bad. And you guys were talking about how there's always someone that's going to find someone else attractive, which reminded me of this story when I was dating this guy who is an asshole and should die, and his name is Eric, and he lives in Texas, and he cheats on his girlfriend in the lab because he cheated on me, and he's a bitch, and he plays LARP, and he's a fag. Okay, anyway, oh, I don't like the word ass, but I use it. Ooh, damn. Anyway. So he and I were dating, asshole, and we went to this gas station that was near his dorm, and there was this lady who worked there, but we're pretty sure it was like a man, but not really a man, you know what I'm saying?
Lola.
Because she would hit on him, and she has like a girl voice, but then she also had a mustache and Elvis, like, sideburns action going on, which is not cool.
It tastes
like
cherry cola.
Not fun for anybody. And anyway, so we called her Mustache Lady, right, which is really mean, but it's good. So we called her Mustache Lady, and she was there every single time. And she didn't really talk much either. Anyway, so then one day we came in, and she had, like, shaved off her mustache and her sideburns, and she had a ring on her finger. So, oh, my God, Mustache Lady totally got married to non-mustache dude or something. Oh, my God. Anyway, so I had to share that story. Bye.
Dude. Transvestite, what the hell? What?
Can you imagine a lady with, like, a really thick mustache?
Well, I'm not dumb, but I can't understand.
That's weird.
Why she walked like a woman and
talked
like
a
man.
Her name was Lola. All right, we're done. La, 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 Lola. Okay, next call. Here we go.
Yeah. Hey, Foul Monkeys, it's Nessa. I just wanted to call and say thanks for giving our brand new show a plug. And we really appreciate all the support and everything that you and everybody else has been giving us, so I just want to come say thank you. And I also want to tell Drew to tell his friend he need to cough up the key to his mama, because his mama owned that house, not him, and his mama can kick him out. But anyways, that's it. I need to go back to work. Bye.
Shut up, you're fat.
So, yes, she was responding.
Not her, you.
I swear to God.
Dude, just because...
Stop touching the microphone.
Just because you have faulty equipment does not...
No, that means stop touching the fucking microphone.
I tried, but it keeps falling over. It's
well,
lopsided.
Tighten that shit up before the show starts.
It's lopsided like your face.
So anyway, that's Nessa from We're Mean Because You're Stupid. And she was calling in reference to Drew's question about if her friends, if his friend should give up the key to his mom.
Oh, so, yeah, Dan.
Who's that?
Guess who?
I know who that is.
Snuffleupagus.
Cute pictures. Oh. That's ew. Butt crack with ball hair.
Ew, it looks like a Brillo pad. All right, we're done. Keep going.
Okay, so thank you, Nessa, for calling. I love your show. Herb doesn't listen to any other podcasts, so I don't know about him, but I liked it. And when you get to us and you're talking about what people smell like, I better smell good. Because they're doing this like whole thing of what podcasters smell like.
I think our house smells generally good except for the fucking cat.
But no, that's not what they mean.
Oh.
You have to listen
you
to
you smell like 30,000 colognes. And by 30,000, I mean about 25. I smell like one cologne every 4 days because I change it pretty
last
much.
Call. For alcohol. You remember that song? Was that was? It
keep
was.
Keep going, keep going.
Okay.
Hello, you foul little monkeys. This is Taffy from Pot is My Co-Pilot, and I was just calling to thank you, because now the visual image of tattooed assholes, I can't get out of my head.
Ew.
Have a great day.
Wow, man. She's got the breathy voice.
I know. It is sexy.
Delilah.
She's like, hey, boys. Herb farted, Taffy.
Oops. I should have done it in the microphone like Adam Carolla does.
What is that on his neck?
He got mauled by his dog.
For real?
Yeah.
Is that what the pictures are from?
He said he was... Well, they're just pictures of random parts.
Oh.
Everybody said asked the same thing. No, he was fixing the lights and the dog jumped at him. Like, lunged. That's why pets are fucking retarded.
I love my pets.
I'm so done with pets.
That's another good thing about We're Mean Because You're Stupid is because they all have pets and they all talk about pet stuff.
Well,
they're
never
cute.
Mind.
Herb hates animals and
no,
he would like to
no.
kill my animals.
I'm just saying, if you have a podcast called We're Mean Because You're Stupid, then you probably shouldn't have pets. Because pets are fucking stupid as hell. Not because they don't speak English and because they don't understand the things that we do, but because they don't have any common sense and they don't learn from their mistakes.
Hey.
No,
smell
I'm not
that.
Smelling your fingers. It smells
smell
like your
that.
Balls.
Mmm, good.
You're nasty. I want another zebra cake.
You can't get a zebra cake until you lick these fingers.
Ew. That looks like a buffalo cake right there. That's nasty.
All right, so we're going to make
our
this
sound effects back.
I know. Down. We can't. I'm still waiting for it to be fixed. So.
From Brett?
No. From, oh yeah, people, I have Windows on my iMac now. It's kind of weird. I don't think I'll ever use it but for school because I have to have Windows to work my math program that I'm taking. But it's kind of cool and awesome at the same time.
And he was terrified because he thought the Mac was
going to
fuck up.
Oh my God. Thank you, Time Machine. You're like the greatest thing ever. I got to put everything back on my Mac the way that I wanted it. It was awesome and junk and stuff. And Herb just farted again.
Hello.
We need a fart microphone that you can like stick at your butt.
And it'll be like.
And they're like, yeah, that was a sound clip.
Right. I'm sure it was. All right, we're done.
So we're going to get out of here. We're at 29 minutes. Wow.
I'm like tired,
so,
but not really. What's wrong?
I'm like tired and junk. Are you too tired to come lick my balls? Never.
My mother listens to the show.
Whatever.
All right. So email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Give us a call at 206-984-FOUL. Join our MySpace. Join our Facebook. Join our
nudist colony.
Our Frapper map. And send us stuff. Post Office Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 338. 338. 03. Is it 03? No, hold on. It's 338-02. We could use a new microphone, people. Mm-hmm. Please. I would love it. So also check out the podcast that I mentioned. Maybe I'll put links in the show. I don't know. But have a good night, everyone.
We love you.
Herb's right here. We're at the same microphone now.
Give me a kiss.
Bye, y'all. Bye.